Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
The cattle futures today closed lower. We were 52 lower in October, $1.07 lower in November, but on out in March, April, and May, we were $2 plus dollars lower. March, we're at 149.60. That was down 250 with the high of 152.20. So really, really big sell-off. The second half of the day, live cattle were down $1.20 on October at 112.57. It's talk of some 111 trade. Really pushed that market lower. Then at midday, we had choice up 63 cents, 196.95. Select at 189.27, up 51 cents. No trade yesterday on the feeder Fed cattle exchange here. 1400 head listed. So really, we didn't get any cash news until today. Packer and feedlot margins are both positive. Packer margins are estimated at a positive $185 a head, while feedlots $13.40. So really, the packer kind of is the one making substantial money at these levels. But the board did sell off pretty substantially. And sell barns around the country have been called better for the week. I suppose after today's close, we might get a little bit softer. But overall, the board has been strong since the middle part of August. From the low to the high, it's rallied about $15 a hundred. So we've given about $4 of that back.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
This morning we had a mid-morning USDA report, kind of surprised some folks with the corn yield. Corn yield was 171.8 bushels per acre, so it just keeps getting larger. Originally, the first estimate was like in the low 160s, and it's come up all the way to nearly 172. Of course, last year it was 174, so lower than last year, but that's still a really big corn crop, quite a bit less acres. It's estimated that the total corn crop will be 14.28 billion bushels, so really big corn crop, even with the less acres. The soybean yield was a little disappointing at 49.5 bushels an acre, with total production at 4.431 billion bushels. So that was lower, and that's what kept beans rallying today. They were up nearly 27, 28 cents, while corn was only up 2 to 3. Now, wheat disappointed, down about 2 to 3 cents here, partially because ending stocks for the U.S. were higher. They're about 960 million bushels, where the estimate was 946. And even on the world level, we were at 268 million metric tons, where we were looking for 262.8. So across the board, that was a little bit bearish for the wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.